Just received a little beep. I don't know what it was. Okay. Good afternoon. This is our third meeting already. I hope you enjoyed your lunch. I did, anyway. Let's see. Presentation 3. Okay, this is the second phase we're going to discuss today. That's the conceptual design meeting. And a few points of interest in this meeting are the conceptual specification of components, conceptual specification of design, and also trend watching. These are hopefully the points you addressed in your presentations you're going to show me in a few minutes. But first, I'll show you the agenda. First the opening, then we have three presentations. After that, we have to come to a decision on remote control concepts, how we're going to make it. And then we're closing. We have about 40 minutes. So I suggest let's get started. Did someone encounter any problems during the preparation? No, everything fine. It's nice. Then a little thing about the last meeting. These are the points we agreed on, the requirements and the target market. Requirements are data text, docking station, audio signal, small screen with some extra button information. And we're going to use default materials. Does somebody have any comments on these requirements? Maybe? No, these are just the things we thought of. So maybe if you figured something else or thought of something else, just let me know. Maybe we can work it out. And we're going to target the 60 to 80 year old customers. So now everybody knows what we're doing. And I suggest let's get started with the presentations. So, should we keep the same lined up as last time?
Sure.
Okay. Good luck.
Besides that, I deployed some trend watchers to Milan and Paris to, well, get all of the newest trends. And I've consulted some additional trend watchers after the original trend watchers return about what the best design would be. Okay, these are some overall findings. Most important thing is the fancy design. The research indicated that was by far the most important factor. Innovativeness was about half as important as the fancy design. By innovativeness, this means functions which are not featured in other remote controls. About half as important as the innovativeness was easy to use. For our group, we're focusing on the people of 60 to 80 years old. This is these factors are slightly more equal. Okay, these are some more group-specific findings. The older people prefer dark colors. They like recognizable shapes and familiar material and surveys have indicated that especially wood is pretty much the material for older people. This image will give you a little bit of an impression about the look and feel that remote should have. This leads us to some personal preferences. The remote control and the docking station should blend in the room. So this would mean no eye-catching designs. Just keep it simple. And well, the docking station and the small screen would be your main points of interest, because this would be the innovativeness in the remote control. So this would be very important that we at least include these features. Well, the trend watchers I consulted advised that it should be remote control and the docking station should be telephone shaped. So you could imagine that the remote control would be standing up straight in the docking station. This is pretty much a new shape to older people, so they would prefer a design where the remote control just lies flat in the docking station. So it would be kind of more telephone shape. Besides that, we would advise to bring two additions, one with a wood-like color and maybe feel, and one with a gray-black color, the wood-like for the more exclusive people with more money, the gray-black color for people with less means. That would be all.
Okay, thank you. Any questions about the trends? Maybe? No. Okay, let me go to the next one.
Last meeting we had about using a few buttons, so that's what I want to do in our design. So, finding an attractive way to control the remote control. I found something about speech recognition, so maybe we can use that. Using a little display. So, just to focus on the primary functions. So only buttons for sound, for on off. Shifting up a channel or down, shifting down. We need some new and attractive functions which attract people for using it. So it's like speech recognition and special button for selecting subtitles, just as we mentioned last meeting. Overall, user-friendly, so using large buttons. It's possible to make a quite cheap system for speech recognition. You can think about when you lost your remote control, you can call it and it gives a signal. So, for shifting up a channel or for putting out a sound or something, you can just give a sign. say, sound off or and yeah, television put the sound off. Let's see. I was thinking about a special button for subtitles. Just one button to keep it simple. One push on the button, you get small subtitles. Double push, double click, so you get big subtitles for people which can who can read small subtitles. So, yeah, and we have to keep in general buttons. So, the buttons we have to use, the on-off, sound on-off, sound higher, lower, and the numbers 0 to 9. The general button, more general, one button for shifting up, shifting down. Also, we want to use a little display for displaying the functions of the buttons. And we can build in a function which shows the channel or which the television is on. So, made a little picture of it. Let's see. Yeah. Just we can put an on-off button over here in this corner. Almost all remote controls are using on-off button on that place, so people will recognize the button. So display of it, it's just a small display. You can put it on the top. It's the most yeah, place where people most often looks at. So, and a special button for shifting up and shifting down channel. It's on place where the thumb of the so you can easily shift up or shift down. It's quite any place. So and what are the functions for subtitle? One button for sound. Yeah, and the overall design. Yeah, we have to discuss about it. I think so. The form of it. So.
Okay.
And that's it.
Thank you.
Basic battery, or as an optional thing, kinetic energy, like in a watch, which you just shake and it produces energy. But if we choose for that option, the docking station become obsolete, so I don't think it's really an option. For the casing, the manufacturing department can deliver flat casing, single or double curved casing. It's really up to the design that we're going to use. It's doesn't imply any technical restrictions. As a case supplement, you could, I thought of that later, a rubber belt, like an anti-slip. For the buttons, you can use plastic or rubber. And the chipset, it says simple here, but it should be advanced because we're using an LCD screen. And as the TrendWatch presentation showed, people like wood, but it raises price and doesn't really fit the image unless we would start two product lines. Form should follow function overall. Well, the kinetic energy source is rather fancy, but depends on what we want. I think we should discuss that. For the case, the supplement and the buttons really depends on the designer. and the chipset really should be advanced, because otherwise it would really be a simple remote control. That's it.
Okay, thank you. So that brings us to the discussion about our concepts. Okay. So these are the points we have to discuss. First, I think we can talk about the energy source, since that's has a pretty big influence on production price and image. So I think first of all we have to see it is possible to introduce kinetic energy in our budget.
There
you think?
Four options. We could use the basic normal battery.
Yeah.
A hand dynamo. But I don't.
Okay.
Swing before you can watch television.
Yeah.
A solar cell, but not every room is very light, so it's
no
option. Or the kinetic energy.
Yeah. Okay.
And how exactly does the kinetic energy work?
Well, you just you basically shake your remote. And then it powers up.
Yeah.
Well, personally, I don't think that older people like to shake their remote control before they use it.
Yeah, that's true.
And besides that, you mentioned it would make the docking station obsolete. And I think our docking station could be one of the marketing issues with which we could get great popularity for our product.
What's the function? Yeah, for loading up the batteries, but
yeah, you could load the batteries. You could insert the find the lost remote control function in there.
Okay, but won't use much energy. I believe it's just a small display, so I believe it will run on one battery for 6 months or more. So. I believe one battery is just enough. So.
Yeah, well, I think elderly people just like to have everything in place, and I don't think they like a remote just laying everywhere in their rooms. So maybe a docking station will help them give the remote a place. And also what you said, you can introduce voice recognition by finding back your remote, but I think it's more efficient and cheaper to put it in the docking station. So you have a button on your docking station which you can push, and then it starts beeping. And then we can still use the voice recognition, but maybe then for only the channels. That's safe. Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't have any information on pricing, so I'll have to ask the manufacturing department.
Because in our earlier market research, if you'd allow me to...
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Would pay more for speech recognition in a remote control. Well, you can see here our target group would not do that.
No.
So if that would increase the price for which we're selling our remote control, I would greatly advise not to do it.
Yeah.
I think it would be better to install in another product that is meant for the people.
That would also go for the LCD screen then, I guess.
Here the question was, would you prefer it? So that doesn't really mean they wouldn't pay extra for it. And on top of that, the LCD screen would been making the remote control easier to use.
Yeah.
The voice recognition function would not make the remote control much
easier to use. No, I think that's a good point.
But is research about a bit large LCD display or just a small one we want to use?
Well, this was for like an LCD screen like you would have on a the most advanced mobile phones.
Okay.
So pretty large.
Yeah. I personally think the LCD screen we want to use with the extra information, I think nobody has anything against it, because it's just some extra information and it's easy to ignore as well. So if you don't want to use it, you just don't use it. And I think the maybe we have to discard the voice recognition, because it will increase cost significantly, and I don't think it will be a lot easier to use as well. So that brings us back to the energy. If we don't have voice recognition, it won't use a lot of energy to use. So in that case we could use kinetic energy, but I think just a simple battery which you can reload on a docking station is just as good and much cheaper as well. So, okay, let me just choose for the battery. That brings us to the chip.
Well, there isn't any choice there because
just the advanced.
Display, so it's gotta be advanced.
Okay, that's fair. Advanced chip. And then we get to the point of the case, which brings us a little bit back to marketing as well. If we want to choose for wood or the black and gray or both. As we saw, there is not, wood is a lot more expensive to produce. But I think it will attract elderly people who want to have something exclusive, which they can show off to their grandkids. Look, I've got a new remote control. And
I think the most important factor there is the wooden color. So it wouldn't actually have to be wood.
Yeah.
It's just
that's right. But wood color was a lot more expensive, or? You don't know? I think so, because it's a lot more difficult to handle and to get in the right shape.
Is it possible to make a changeable case? So you got with mobile phones, like the Nokia.
Yeah.
Mobile phones, when you can change the case of it.
Change the cases, yeah. You can sell the cases. Yeah. I think that's a very good option. Because then you can advertise as well with give your grandfather a new case for his remote control or whatever. Because that's it's something extra, it's something other remotes don't have, which we can get a great advantage point. So, and then you can make him wood color, black and gray, other colors as well. Costs.
Because we would have to make one more control which would fit in with a wooden cover and a plastic cover.
Yeah.
The original one, the standard one.
Yeah, so you suggest we should design two different telephones on which you can apply remote controls, on which you can apply different case covers. For example,
we should then just design one
remote,
but it would have to be fancy with either the wood cover or the
yeah.
plastic one.
Okay.
So, but that shouldn't be too much of a problem.
So everybody is okay with the changing covers? I think that's a good good option. Changing case covers.
I heard our industrial designer talk about flat single and double curve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you explain that a little more?
Well, the general, like most older remotes are flat, just straight.
Mm-hmm.
And our manufacturing department can also do different single curved or double curved curved cases.
And what would single curved and double curved mean?
It would just only affect the form for as far as I know. So it's really just up to the design department what we're going to use.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter for the price or the function.
So we can pretty much just
pick one
do
you like.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
That's good.
But the form has to be, it has to be possible to stand up or just only to lie down. And the cover of the docking station is also on top of the television then, or not?
Well, or besides it.
And you can just, click it in. That's okay. So the interface, what type of interface do we want to use? Maybe you can make a little drawing of it and on the board. Somebody have ideas for a form or?
We can just use the regular form of it, but it's not quite fancy. So,
you said you wanted to put the changing channels button on the right side, so, so your thumb would be easier.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a very good point because I pointed out earlier that a lot of remotes cause RSI. So it would be great for that. I thought maybe we could just make one of those buttons on both the left and the right side
for
left-handed users.
Is it possible to program it so you got on the left side or on the right side buttons for shifting up and shifting up, and on the other other side buttons for shifting for the sound.
We could do that, but I'm not sure if that would be very good for
usability. Yeah, ease of use will be a lot more difficult than that. But you have extra buttons, so people can get confused. Especially if they have the same writings on it. Can't we make a remote which you can flip over and use on the same functions as the normal one? Then you have to let's see if I can blank one. Then you get here's a little LCD screen. Now I have to think. Plus and a min. No, it's not very handy, I think, because the plus and the min will be opposite and all kinds of. No, that's not gonna work. I guess. Maybe you should. Yeah. But is it a problem that left-handed persons use a different hand? I think the functions are that basic that nobody should have any problems with choosing a channel or. Yeah. I think we could just leave it a normal shape.
Yeah.
But maybe we have to make it a bit more fancy in one or another way.
Yeah, I think we should start by choosing a case because that's the basis we're building on.
Yeah. Yeah, just.
So this type should be better for you, or better, should
easier. Okay, I suggest the single curve, because maybe the curve is pretty good to put the screen in, so that elderly people can use a remote control and at the same time look easily at the screen, because it's a bit, it has a bit of an angle. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But now it's. Do you have it upside down or? Do you have it? That's top. Okay. Yeah.
So the remote control has to lay in your hand, so it's possible.
So get your mouse, yeah.
And the buttons for changing the channel over here.
Yeah, that's a good one. But I think it's better to put the screen on top. So I just flip it 180 degrees around, and you
and
get. That's about here. If you can have this one, you turn it like this, and then flip it upside down.
I don't know.
Because maybe your hand is in the way if you have the display here.
It's more logical to have it on top as well.
I think it's
like on your mobile phone. It's always
on top. Yeah. Is it just a dry thing? So then we get. That's the curve. here the display, and then buttons. Yeah, and then we can have a little bit off here and here, maybe. Just that's for left-hand and right-hand users. And then the rest of the buttons over here. Yeah, still here. Just that's yeah. It's a bit more friendly. Okay. Supplements. That's okay. Where's my mouse? Then we've got a general idea of the concepts and the materials we're going to use. So now for the next meeting, we'll have to look at the look and feel design. It's important that the corporate design image is going to be in the remote, so check out the corporate website maybe. The user interface design, it's the same story. And product evaluation. So the industrial designer and user interface designer are going to work together on this one. But you're going to get your instructions, I think, sent by the coach. So just I will put these minutes on the in the folder. And then we're going to try to finish our project and make a good design for all the grandfathers and grandmothers, I think. Which are let's see. I'm not sure if you're going to start right away to work together, or I think you're going to fill in the questionnaires first and then you'll get a message. So that's basically it. Maybe this one. Maybe we can save this one in the folders group. Oh yeah, it's here. Smart board. There it is. So if you want to have a look at it, it's over there in the project folder. And then I guess we'll start in 30 minutes again. Thank you. Right on time.